The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Mark had asked a question in the last hour. I think it's worth re-asking again. We always have new people tuning in, especially at the beginning of an hour. Folks getting off work, hopping in their cars, going home all over the place, or going to work, etc. Anyway, welcome to the show. This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Just to bring you up to speed, there's been another video released, and I did post it on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter, so whichever is your preference, you can go to that location, you can find the video, or just go to ogrish.tv, they've got it there. It's like the James Foley video from a couple of weeks ago where the man who's being held captive by, allegedly by ISIS, he's making a statement to the camera, obviously pre-written statement that he is speaking to the camera. After that, the masked man, who is presumably the same masked man as the previous video, allegedly, he makes a statement and then allegedly begins to cut off the victim's head. The video fades to black after the first few strikes at his throat. No video, no blood is seen, despite there being multiple pulls made at the man's throat. And then it fades away into black, then fades back in to show a pan of what is ostensibly the body with the head sitting on top. After that, it fades to black again and then fades in to show the next victim. And the man they're planning on decapitating next is a man named David Cawthorn Haynes. Now, the U.S. or the British government has requested that news agencies refuse to show this, to reveal this man's identity, but it has been revealed, and so he's next in line. The question you'd asked, Mark, was, are these videos, when people in America, when you watch these videos or are aware of them, whether you watch them or not, if you've been made aware of their content, how do you feel about it? Do you feel like these videos are going to drive people to support more war? Or will they help sicken people to the idea of continuing the war? That's obviously what ISIS supposedly wants. I mean, I don't know if they're controlled by the CIA or what, but purportedly their statement is that, hey, stop this, stop the bombing campaign, and we'll stop killing people. And that's what they want people to get out of this. Mark, you're suggesting maybe the opposite will happen and that this will encourage more people to get in the war spirit and support more bombings of Iraq. So what's your answer, you the listener? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, not just for you personally, but also speculate on what you think other Americans and other people in the world are going to think about this. Because the next guy's a British citizen, so they're not just picking on Americans here.
They've run out of Americans. They've only got so many prisoners.
That's speculation on your part. They could have picked a Brit next because the British are probably still doing some killing over in Iraq as well. I would suspect. I haven't been following their involvement closely. So what do you think about it? You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. We've also got other things we can discuss. In fact, Mark, you brought in a story about feminist myths.
Yeah, I found this one interesting. This is it's from Time here, and it says, five feminist myths that will not die. If you were genuinely committed to improving the circumstances of women, we need to get a few facts straight. Much of what we hear about the plight of American women is false. Some faux facts have been repeated so often that they're almost beyond the reach of critical analysis. Though they're baseless, these canards have become the foundation of congressional debates, the inspiration for new legislation, the focus of college programs. Here are five of the most popular myths that should be rejected by all who are genuinely committed to improving the circumstances of women.
Okay, what was the source on this one? I'm sorry, I'm going to...
Time.com.
Okay.
I don't even know if they're a magazine anymore.
Yeah, they may not be.
Myth number one. Women are half the world's population. That part is probably pretty close to true, right?
Sounds believable.
Working two-thirds of the world's working hours. I contend that that is not true. It may be, but I contend it's not. Receiving 10% of the world's income and owning less than 1% of the world's property.
Okay.
And, I think that it speaks to sort of some realities out there that women, you know, women work hard, oftentimes aren't compensated for that hard work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, only recently in the United States in the last couple of decades have they really sort of been able to own property the same way that men have. I would like to point out my mother still has credit cards right now that say Mrs. C.E. Edgington on them. She hasn't been married to my father since I was 11. I'm 43. And... I mean, why would you, it doesn't even have her name on it, like Mrs. C.E. Edgington. Her name isn't C or E.
Right. Her first name.
It's Patricia. So this is how they used to write things, and it was difficult. Women didn't have the same property rights as men, even as, I think it's back as recently as like the 60s.
Huh. Okay.
So, you know, older women could probably speak to this better than I can, but yeah, that's the truth in the United States, and I imagine around the world it's even more true in plenty of countries. So there's some truth there. This injustice going on with time here, this injustice confection is routinely quoted by advocacy groups, the World Bank, Oxfam, the United Nations. It's sheer fabrication. More than 15 years ago, Sussex University experts on gender and development, Sally Baden and Anne-Marie Gatz, repudiated the claim. The figure was made up by someone working in the UN because it seemed to her to represent the scale of gender-based inequality at the time. But there's no evidence that it was ever accurate, and it certainly is not today. Precise figures do not exist, but no serious economist believes that women earn only 10% of the world's income or own only 1% of the property. As one critic noted in an excellent debunking in The Atlantic, U.S. women own earn 5.4% of the world income today. Hmm. Moreover, in African countries where women have made far less progress than their Western and Asian counterparts, Yale economist Cheryl Doss found that female land ownership ranged from 11% in Senegal to 54% in Rwanda and Burundi. Doss claims that the using unsubstantiated statistics for advocacy is counterproductive. And I'm not sure this is true. I think that, in fact, your BS little crappy statements are very productive when getting across your policy, you know, sort of creating policy.
Yeah.
I mean,
how do you prove a statement like that anyway, the 1% of the world's property? And
all you can do is disprove a statement like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to tell
you. It's just so big. It's such a big claim.
Yeah. But if this is bad data and it undermines credibility once you find out about it. And this is sort of the pendulum swing. It's like, oh, I've been ripped off and cheated by the lying feminists. And lots of feminists don't feel this way. You know, they haven't said this. Or if they have, they've just taken another quote. It's not their fault, as it were, but there's a lot of teams in the world. They, you know, like people see things as teams, black and white, this team, that team. Uh-huh. So when you repeat things like this or hear things like this or whatever, it diminishes the team. And that's the idea here, and I think that there's you know, credence to it. Myth number two. Between 100,000 and 300,000 girls are pressed into sexual slavery each year in the United States. I heard this one. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Because this is this is a very anti-man kind of statistic. This
says, what does that mean?
The sexual desires of men are bad and wrong. Prostitution is bad. All prostitutes are in sexual slavery. Many women marry. Okay.
There's a difference between prostitution and sex slavery, right? I mean, prostitution, you're doing voluntarily.
Not in the minds of plenty of people who promote this kind of stuff.
Okay.
There's two people that are against prostitution. The feminist sorts that say that, look, penis and vagina sex is terrible. And there's the religious sorts which say that, you know, prostitution's bad because God said so.
Mm-hmm.
So... both of these are moralist groups that promoting moral agendas. This sensationalized claim going on with time here is a favorite among politicians, celebrity, and journalists. Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore turned it into a clause celeb. I never know how to say that. It was darn French. Both conservatives and liberal reformers deploy it. Former President Jimmy Carter recently said the sexual enslavement of girls in the U.S. today is worse than the American enslavement in the 19th century.
That's ridiculous.
It's all ridiculous. 300,000 women are in sex slavery in the United States? There's 3 million people in the United States.
No. Not 3 million. 300 million.
I'm sorry, 300 million. Excuse me. 300 million. This is a significant statistic.
Instead of 100,000 to 300,000. I'd like to hear more about the debunking, but that, to me, 100,000 doesn't sound unbelievable.
It sounds unbelievable to me.
We'll come back with more here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I would presume the 100,000 includes people that are imported from other countries as well. But we'll come back with more, and you can share your thoughts here on Feminist Myths on Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to comment on the new alleged beheading video and what you think these beheadings are going to do in the minds of American people. Are Americans going to be more likely to support more war as a result? Or are they going to be more likely to see the error of the U.S. government's ways as a result? You're welcome to comment on that. You can also comment on this story that Mark's in the middle of right now about five feminist myths as being debunked by Time magazine. And I did look, Mark, to see if Time magazine was the one that had stopped printing. They are continuing. It was Newsweek that stopped. I think their final issue was like a year or something like that ago. So Time's still going on, although their subscriber counts are down. Not quite by a million, but getting close there. I think it was like 4.7 million in the late 90s and is now 3.9 million or something like that. So
that's not terrible.
It's not great either. Not growing.
Love to have a magazine with 3.9 million distribution.
Sure, but their newsstand buys have been dropping pretty dramatically.
Yeah.
They're down to 79,000 newsstand buys in like a quarter year or something like that. I don't have that number in front of me, so that's
makes
my
makes you wonder what the world's going to look like when journalists aren't paid anymore.
Don't cite me on that one. We'll come back here with your calls and thoughts. You're welcome at 855-450-FREE. I want to remind you about ExpressCoin.com, however. That is your destination for acquiring Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. They're all available through ExpressCoin.com. You can use a money order, check, wire transfer, even cash deposit. At a credit union that has shared branching. Get the details over at ExpressCoin.com. They pride themselves on their excellent customer service, and they want to meet your needs, and they can now help you if you're in Canada as well. So go to ExpressCoin.com, the U.S. and Canada. You qualify, and you can get a sweet discount by using our discount code. It's FTL, like Free Talk Live. When you use that code, if you're buying less than $40 worth of Bitcoin or one of those other coins, you'll get them with no transfer fee when you use code FTL. So if you do more than $40 worth, the code won't do you any good. But the transfer fee for more than $40 worth is a mere 3%. And I challenge you to find a better fee anywhere on the internet. I have never seen a better deal than ExpressCoin.com. Don't forget code FTL if you're buying less than $40 worth. So if you're new to Bitcoin, this is a great place to go and get your first Bitcoin from, because no transfer fee on less than $40 worth if you use code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. As we continue here, let's go to the phones. Before we continue on the list of five feminist myths, I think we've gotten through two of the five.
Well, we haven't gotten through the second one.
Okay, we'll get into that here in a moment. James first is with us in Nitro, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, James.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Okay, my biggest thing is I don't try to be political. I don't try to, you know, make these decisions and proclaim them to everyone. But my biggest thing is how reactive we are by nature. And it absolutely drives me crazy that something happens and it doesn't matter what you do, good or bad, there must be an immediate reaction. So it's either, are you against war? Are you against more airstrikes? Or should we all go in? But somebody, you know, we have to react and we have to make that hasty decision when we fail to take a step back and say, this was a reporter. He was doing what he loved, but he was in a war-torn area of the world.
Mm-hmm.
This is a consequence of his decision as a reporter to go and be in that neck of the woods. And I'm a veteran. I've served two tours overseas, infantryman, and it sucks. It sucks to have loss of life, especially American, or, you know, even though that sounds terrible, but I don't know. It hits home. I hate that it always comes down to, okay, we're going to draw a line in the sand. You're either for the war, everybody, you know, call in, or everybody vote on this, or cast your vote and say yay or nay about just going to war. When there's so many, it's not so black and white. There are so many options. And yes, this is ISIS and the second beheading. It's terrible. There's a lot going on, but I don't think it's just as simple as what everybody's trying to make it out to be. Is, oh, it's either, there's three options. We try diplomacy, we try selective missile strikes, or we put boots on the ground. And, you know, I don't think anyone's in favor of that. I think for the most part.
Well, I don't think that I don't know if that's what you are saying that you've heard on this show. We haven't presented that viewpoint.
I don't think that at all. I listen to it's 94.5. It's a talk radio. Charleston.
Yeah, WVTS in Charleston.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. So, you know, Glenn Beck and Fox News, and then I listen to, you know, CNN, and I try to listen to a little bit of both sides and paint my own picture. And And then I talked to buddies that are still in.
But, well, there's no – right. And it's just to further your point a little bit, what you said there was you listened to both sides. But remember, there's more than two sides, right? So just because CNN and Fox present a particular editorial viewpoint doesn't mean that those are the only options.
Those are just examples I'm using.
Right.
I mean, there's a whole other side that believes that ISIS is, you know, was created by the CIA and by our own government and is being used as a, you know, a pawn in our government's own scheme and our own agenda. So, I mean,
not an unbelievable claim.
Yeah.
History with Al-Qaeda, it's completely plausible.
Absolutely it is. And the fact of the matter is, I mean, there's just so many facts that we're missing. There's so many pieces that we're missing, and I hate that we never get a full picture, and it's always in our best interest. It's always, you don't need to know the full story, and they try to give, you know, these little tidbits, and then they let us react in whatever way, and then we end up just fighting each other because we have these wild difference of opinions, all based off of just a tidbit of information. And I get so tired, I'm exhausted by it, and you know, sometimes I feel like it's just a matter of when will someone in the media have the audacity to stand up and say, we deserve the whole story in its entirety. We deserve to know the truth, and, you know, and just.
Yeah, I'm with you, James, and
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I share your frustration, and that's why I wanted to do a talk radio show that was open phones all the time, so anyone could call in and bring their opinion to the table, even if it's radically different from what our opinions are, and at least have it be heard. Obviously, we don't have the distribution of Time Magazine or, you know, MSNBC or Fox, but for what it's worth, we're out there and we're on over 160 radio stations coast to coast. So I hope that we gave you a chance to express yourself.
Absolutely. The media has to get power back and a balance of power back. I believe that wholeheartedly. You guys are doing your best. You're trying. I applaud your efforts. Thank you for what you do.
Thanks, James.
At the end of the day, the media.
Thanks for your call, man.
Thank you, guys.
I share the frustration, and I thank you thanks for calling in tonight. That's James in West Virginia. Yeah, I mean,
problem
sucks.
Reaction, solution, over and over again. This is how they take us down the path to more government.
Mm.
That's what he's pointing out, and I agree completely. I would point out that you'll never get the truth. Like, the truth doesn't exist in these circumstances. We don't know what happened.
We're
confused as to whether or not, these people died, how they died. We don't know anything.
Well, at the very least, we can be confused with you. Dial us up at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't claim to have the truth, but we're all working our best to try to figure it out. And we can do it together here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I say more information is a good thing, and that's why I wanted to play that video for you, the audio track from it earlier tonight, because you're certainly not going to be hearing that on the mainstream, and you sure won't be seeing it. It's pretty hard to find it, actually. You can find it on our Facebook page if you want to take a look. It's Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danbillett.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the the free a dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, I don't think I've mentioned this very much tonight, but we do have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. Once you do that, it'll be approved. Takes us usually no more than a segment of the show to notice your request and approve it. So then it'll be easy for you to contact us on Skype from that point forward. So again, username on Skype, lrn.fm, toll-free line for your comments on the ISIS situation in Iraq, the alleged beheading videos, feminism. We were talking about that. We'll get back into it here in a moment. Five feminist myths from Time Magazine. We'll continue that coming up.
There's a Bitcoin party in Walt Disney World's resort in Orlando, Florida. Free Talk Live is going to be there along with lots of other Bitcoin-related luminaries.
I talked to Michelle Seven. She says she's going to come out.
The Bitcoin Bell will be there. Folks from Mycelium, from Bitcoin Not Bombs, the Chamber of Digital Commerce, Cryptocurrency College Network, Sean's Outpost, MIT's Bitcoin Project, Bitcoin Pioneer Charlie Shroom should be there. By the way, he took a plea, so he may actually be there in person.
Yeah,
maybe. Well, yes, I know you don't like it. He held out a long time, Ian, and that...
I hope it was a good one.
I hope so, too. I haven't figured out what the sentence was on that. Anyway, creators of Skyhook, Jeffrey Tucker.
Skyhook. Liberty. That's the Bitcoin vending machine.
Indeed it is.
I have one of those.
Yeah, it's yes, you do. It's at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney or in Orlando, Saturday, October the 4th to Monday, October the 6th. So Monday will be the Disney day, and the other 2 days will be sort of the Bitcoin party day.
Cool.
Tickets are only $60 for the event. Hotel rooms are $99. You'll have to pay for your ticket.
If you want to go to Disney World, that's separate.
Well, Disney World. Yep. Kids under 12 are free
for a convention,
to the event.
This is an amazing price. $60. I mean,
$60 for a two-day convention is really incredible.
In Orlando, yeah.
Fun, mandatory. Come celebrate magic internet money at the Magic Kingdom. Coinsinthekingdom.com to register and see us there. Coinsinthekingdom.com.
One more time. What are the dates?
October 4th through October 6th.
Okay, so that's right around the corner then.
Yeah, that's
4 weeks away.
CoinsInTheKingdom.com.
All right, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE as we continue here on Time Magazine's list of five feminist myths. Mark, you were on number two of five, and we didn't quite get through it. Can you recap?
Yeah, sure. Myth number two is between 100,000 and 300,000 girls are pressed into sexual slavery each year in the United States. The source for that figure is a 2001 report on child sexual exploitation by the University of Pennsylvania sociologists Richard Estes and Neil Allen Weiner. But their 100,000 to 300,000 estimate referred to children who are at risk for exploitation, not actual victims.
So it's been misreported.
Yeah, and I don't know what at risk means. When three reporters from the Village Voice questioned Estes on the number of children who were abducted and pressed into sexual slavery each year, he replied, "We're talking about a few hundred people." Hmm. Ian, you said 100,000 was a believable number to you. And this is why human beings should not be responsible for statistics. Hmm. Like, they just don't have the brains for it. You said, a lot of people could be in sexual slavery in the United States. And a lot of people are. A few hundred of them are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of people, especially if you're one of the people in sexual sex slavery. But it's not nearly 100,000. This number is likely to include a lot of boys, by the way. This is a number that's reported specifically about girls.
Yeah.
So they say 100,000 to 300,000 children are at risk for exploitation. Notice how it gets turned into 100,000 to 300,000 girls are in sexual slavery.
That's huge.
Now, that, my friends, is sexism. And this is the matriarchy at work. This is what is said and how men are discounted, vilified, and tossed to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Disposable humans. And nobody wants to hear, oftentimes that, this is the clash that seems to go on between the men's rights movement and the feminists. And there's a lot of, like, not communication going along, a lot of people taking sides, and it doesn't result in anything good. I feel like these conversations don't result in anything good. Like, if there is a need for feminism in the United States, first off, I'd like to know what that need's for. But if there's a need for feminism in the United States, it needs to truly reevaluate its message, because its message is all over the place and a mess. Myth number three. In the United States, 22% to 35% of women who visit hospital emergency rooms do so because of domestic violence. So
one more time?
About a quarter to a third of women who visit hospital emergency rooms do so because of domestic violence. This claim has appeared in countless fact sheets, books, and articles. For example, in the leading textbook on family violence, domestic violence law, in the Penguin Atlas of Women in the World, the Penguin Atlas uses emergency room figure to justify placing the U.S. on par with Uganda and Haiti for intimate violence. What's the provenance? The Atlas provides no primary source, but the editor of the Domestic Violence Law cites a 1997 Justice Department study, as well as a 2009 post on the Centers for Disease Control website. But the Justice Department and the CDC are not referring to the 40 million women who annually visit emergency rooms, but to women numbering about 500,000 annually who come to emergency rooms for violence-related injuries. Of these, approximately 37% are attacked by intimates. So it's not the case that 22 to 35% of women who visit emergency rooms are there for domestic violence. The correct figure is less than half of 1%.
Okay.
So of women who have been punched, about 37% of them have been punched by somebody they live with.
Mm-hmm.
Or beaten up or whatever.
Right.
So, and I would be interested in knowing, of the men who were beaten up, how many of them are beaten up by people they live with?
A lot of them.
Yeah.
In fact, the numbers are hard to discern. In fact, the numbers about domestic violence in general are pretty hard to discern because it requires self-reporting. It requires someone to call the police, whether it's the victim or the neighbors or somebody has to report it in order for it to show up on the radar. So, you know, there could be people who are encountering domestic violence who don't go to the hospital, who don't call the police. In fact, I suspect a fair amount of people do not ever, you know, report anything, especially men. In fact, there's this kind of thing with guys where it's embarrassing to be hit by a woman, so a lot of guys won't talk about it. They won't report any of the domestic violence, and that's probably a good thing because, you know, they don't want to see the person they care about, even though she might be abusive. They don't want to see that person go to jail, so or they don't want to be embarrassed by being beaten by a woman. There's this sort of social thing going on there. But the claim is, and I don't know how true this is because, again, I don't know how you get accurate statistics at all about domestic violence. But the claim is that most domestic violence is initiated by the female. That it's that, you know, women are more likely to attack their partner.
That's
than
a claim by a group, but somebody would say that you're a misogynist for saying that. You are a hate-filled bigot that disloathes and despises women. You are
women.
The patriarchy for just letting that crap fall out of your mouth.
I love
and
women.
You know what?
I even love the woman who was beating me in the
There's
past.
No responsibility for anybody who makes claims like that. Like, this is, it's just this area where it's like, I think women are treated this way, and I think women are treated that way. And there's facts on both sides. I love the rape culture thing. I mean, they can certainly point out that, look, there's a lot of cases where rape is, you know, it's like pushed to the side, where people in power don't want those who aren't in power to report rape because it's bad. The Steubenville rape case with the football players was a really great example where, you know, this girl from out of town gets raped, and the football players who are stars on the football team, you know, they're protected by the power structure. But I wonder if they had just beaten the kid up who was from out of town, if that would have been pushed to the side. I contend we don't have a rape culture.
Would have been.
We have a violence culture. That violence is perpetrated by and large on men, and that the fact that we push that to the side and don't even pay attention is sexism in and of itself.
We will come back with two more.
I think I've got two more, yeah.
Two more of the five alleged feminist myths from Time Magazine, and we'll continue to share those with you. You can also comment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Domestic violence or whatever you want to discuss goes here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. You may dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a lot you can get on freetalklive.com. We do it for free. Those other talk show hosts in the business, a lot of them want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month for their sites. Not only do we give you our website for free, but we'll also give you a free pound of coffee for going to coffee.freetalklive.com.
That's right. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's delicious coffee. Take my word for it. I love BuzzBox coffee. Got some right here, as a matter of fact. Go get a free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's a subscription. You sign up for the subscription. You can cancel it anytime. Get your free pound and go if that's what you wish to do. You pay the shipping, by the way, but it's a free pound for you. If you continue, though, we will be able to continue to give to help people around the world. Our current charity is through World Vision, giving microloans to people who want to start up their own businesses. And I think this is a great way to give a hand up rather than a handout. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go to the phones here. We'll continue the two more that we have of this list of five feminist myths. First, Philip is in West Virginia listening to WVTS. Hey, Philip.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
Hey, the domestic violence is all just a big myth. Well, it's not a myth, but it's misreported because it's all about power and control. So when somebody drinks and they punch their significant other and they go to a hospital, they go ahead and try to say that it's domestic violence. And really what domestic violence is, again, it's all about the power and control to where they don't want their significant other to be around people. They don't – it's just – blown way out of proportion.
So what I'm trying to – so you don't think – I don't get what you're saying precisely. So somebody who punches their significant other isn't participating in domestic violence or isn't what fits your definition of domestic violence?
Well, it doesn't fit many of the domestic violence shelters' true definition of what domestic violence is because it's – there's a power and control wheel to where they control the money, they control who they have contact with, whether they isolate them from family or friends, and usually it's when somebody's jealous and they don't want them to have contact with other people, they limit their access to finances. So that's when the...
That's a person who's like a control freak in a relationship, and I can see how that would be a stereotype of a man, but I'd also like to point out there's more power and control. The sort of misandry of the power and control is that if you, like for instance, I'm a convicted felon and I'm male. I don't have to hit anybody, but my wife could call the police, and you better believe my butt's going to stay in jail if she decides that she wants to call the police and say domestic violence occurred. She wouldn't have to show a drop of blood, a bruised cheekbone. She wouldn't have to show anything, and I'm going to jail. And that shows the power and control that's on the other side. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Women exploit that, take advantage of it.
Some do. Yeah, it happens.
So what are you saying, Philip? Are you saying that you don't think that that some instances of domestic violence that are just based in violence really qualify, that there has to be power and control, be physical power? I'm still confused.
Well, it's physically and emotionally for the most part. I mean, it's really emotionally to control their spouse or their boyfriend or their girlfriend. And let's not forget the domestic violence on men that are in homosexual relationships also. So that's a very underreported statistic, too.
Well, it does seem that men are less likely to report instances of domestic violence, and I don't know how that applies with straight men versus gay men as far as, you know, is a gay man more or less likely to report? I don't know.
I never reported any violence that was perpetrated against me that wasn't domestic violence. If somebody beat me up someplace, it's not like I ever went to the police on it.
Yeah.
I think men are taught, you know, hey, well, you lost the fight, suck it up.
Yeah. And that was certainly the case with me. I didn't want to call the police on my girlfriend when she was attacking me. This was years ago. This was not recent. This was a decade ago. But I imagine that's the case for a lot of people. And I think that's true for a lot of women, too, you know, who won't call the police when they're being beaten on. Philip, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. When you were saying when your girl, like most guys wouldn't want to call on their girlfriend or their wife if they're hitting them, because she was just mad because you didn't get up and take out the garbage like she asked, and she goes and smacks you. That's not domestic violence because there's no power and control over it. She's just mad.
See, that's where I disagree with you. I mean, it's violence. It's clearly violence. Putting the word domestic in front of it shouldn't change the parameters of whether or not it's considered to be violence.
Right, and I think that's where the numbers get distorted because wouldn't that be called assault, not necessarily domestic violence?
Yeah, I think that what we're talking about is sort of like a difference between domestic violence and abuse. And this is just parsing words. I understand that. At this point, that's what you called in about, right? Like word parsing. So, like, there's one, in one case, violence occurs in the home. That's a domicile. It's domestic violence. In another case, you're talking about a person who's an abusive personality who's trying to sort of reign over somebody else and makes it difficult for you to leave. Like, I'd call
that domestic terror.
If I am likely to use violence when I get upset, then, but I don't make it difficult for the person who is dating me to leave, I don't fit the category sort of abuser or terrorist.
Yeah.
But I do fit the category of a person who, you know, is violent.
I agree with that assessment. Thank you, Philip, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you'd like to weigh in, we have two more on the list of five myths.
Yeah, going through them here quickly. Myth number four: one in five college women will be sexually assaulted.
These are feminist myths, by the way. But one in five.
Yeah. And this is from Time magazine. This incendiary figure is everywhere in the media today. Journalists, senators, even President Obama cited it routinely.
It sounds plausible. It sounds plausible.
Well, that's because the world's been created around you with these darn myths that won't die.
Right. I want to hear the details on this, because the reason it sounds plausible is because you think about all the college partying that goes on and, you know, the tool bag college guys taking advantage of college girls.
See what you think about college guys? These poor college girls' victims. All right.
Well, that does happen.
It does happen. It happens on the other side, too. You just don't know the statistics.
Are you saying that women are more... I don't think it happens very often that women rape men, but I suppose it can happen.
Yeah, it does happen.
You certainly don't hear about it in the college environment very often.
One in five figures based on a campus sexual assault study commissioned by the National Institute of Justice and conducted from 2005 to 2007. Two prominent criminologists from Northeastern University's James Allen Fox and Mount Holyoke College's Richard Moran have noted its weaknesses. The estimated 19% sexual assault rate among college women is based on a survey at two large four-year universities, which might not accurately reflect our nation's colleges overall. In addition, the survey had a large non-response rate, which left a clear possibility that those who had been victimized were more apt to have completed the questionnaire, resulting in an inflated prevalence figure. Fox and Moran also pointed out that the study used an overly broad definition of sexual assault. Respondents were counted as sexual assault victims if they'd been subjected to attempted forced kissing. Or engaged in intimate encounters while intoxicated. Clearly only women who engage in intimate encounters while intoxicated. There's nothing forced. The word forced isn't in this. Intimate encounters while intoxicated, probably only if they're women are they abused, though. Right? Like, men who are drunk are abusers and have sex are abusers. Women who are drunk and have sex are victims.
That's ridiculous.
Misandry. This is the matriarchy. This is people trying to get a hold of power in the United States against another gender. This is hate and bigotry. Defenders of the one in five figure reply that findings have been replicated in other studies, but these studies suffer from some or all of the same flaws. Campus sexual assault is a serious problem, but will not be solved by statistical hijinks. Myth number five. Women earn 77 cents for every dollar that a man earns for doing the same work. No matter how many times this wage gap claim is decisively refuted by economists, it always comes back.
Yeah.
The bottom line, the 23-cent gender pay gap is simply the difference between the average earnings of all men and women working full-time. It does not account for differences in occupations, positions, education, job tenure, or hours worked per week. When such relevant factors are considered, the wage gap narrows to the point of vanishing. There is no wage gap. Ladies, there is no wage gap. You might claim that, hey, look, I've got to buy makeup and, you know, these kinds of things to do the dating game. You know, like I've got to have tampons and the pill and things like that. Okay, fine. There's no doubt. But there's no wage gap. I've had – how many times have we seen this throughout the years on the BBS and the Facebook page and things like this? People believe this. And
this one's
just
been debunked
not true.
Over and over and over again. But never hurts to do it again. And we're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare. Higher prices and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.